Good evening. Hi, good evening.
Yeah.
My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Am I speaking with Lester?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Sir, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Do I what?
Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Most of the year.
Okay, so that's so most of the year. Very well.
Yeah.
generally
I'm
speaking.
A snowbird.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track?
I don't think they're going very good.
It
depends on what area you live in.
Uh-huh.
I live in Levine, and it's not very good right now.
Run track then. Would that, it says generally speaking, so run track. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area, as you well know, lies south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again? I know you don't because you're familiar with it.
Yes. Could you say was it north of the mountain?
Yes. It says this area lies south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. That's where the area where... Oh, very well.
That's right.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born, please? Only the year. I don't need the day or the month.
1951.
Thank you, sir. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or
white.
Pacific Islander? Okay, white. Let's move on. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Just fair, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to read a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Better the street and road maintenance.
Could you say that again?
From 1 to 5.
Little broken up.
Yeah, how much that
away from the? I'm right next to the router, and I think it's picking up the.
Okay, I see.
Being a little bumpy there.
I'm
going to go downstairs away from the router so I can have a more clear
reception. All right,
conversation with you, if that's okay.
That's all right, sir.
Okay.
Very well. I'm going to read the question.
Yes, you're much better down here.
Okay. Say, I'm going to read a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. And 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. Better street and road maintenance. How much would that improve the quality of life in Levine? Better the street and road maintenance.
It wouldn't improve the quality.
No, you can.
It's pretty good down there.
You have to give me a number from 1 to
5. In our area, so.
Give me a number between 1 and 5.
Three.
Very well.
I'm sorry. You got to remind me of that.
Sure. No problem. More dining and entertainment options. How much would that improve the quality of life in Levine from 1 to 5?
Four.
All right. More affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5. How much would that improve the quality of life?
Two,
all right. Better public transportation options.
One,
all right. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
One,
all right. More good paying jobs.
Two,
all right. And one more. More parks and recreational opportunities. From 1 to 5, how much would that improve the quality of life in Laveen?
Park and recreation. One,
okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Office and professionals? No.
Too many, too few? Too many, too few? Too few, okay.
Yeah, too few.
Very well. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
The correct amount.
About the right amount?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yeah.
And that's a more strongly revenue. Yes. That's a strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes, because you added the word bars to it.
Okay, yeah, it says, so I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so I cannot skip anything. Okay, very well, sir. And would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laveen?
No.
No, okay.
Yep.
All right. How about more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen? Would you like to see that or no?
I don't think we need any more, no.
No, okay. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
No.
No, okay. Let's move on. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Let's see. an actual tire, or not tire, but actual auto repair shop.
I would like to see more auto repair shops.
Yeah, we have lots of tire shops that do auto repairs, and they're terrible. You know, to do oil changes and things like that, we're really lacking in that.
You have a problem with tires stores. So
tires.
Okay, more repair shops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have any.
And any company that you have in mind that I can mention here that you would like to see?
I know one that I go to is Tempe Auto. I have to go to Tempe to get.
Do you have to go to a different town to get that sort of a work done on your car?
Yes, I do.
So, and what's the name of the store again? Tempe? How do you spell that?
It's Tempe Auto. T-E-M-P-E. Auto. Tempe Auto Repair.
Okay. T-E-M-P-E. Tempe Auto Repair.
Yes.
Like Tempe Auto Repair. That's where I'm going. I would like to see more auto repair shops like Tempe Auto Repair. Okay, that would be that would be very specific, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. Almost done, sir, by the way. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. And would you say it is not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or very big problem?
It's not a problem at all. They're,
not at
they
all.
They are built much right now. It's just,
I see.
We got too many, nearly too many already.
Okay, very well. Not a problem. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or very big problem?
It's a very big problem.
Very big problem. That's a different story, eh? Very well. Let's move on.
That's right. It's very
okay. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen? Yes or no?
Apartments, I got
multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No, okay. And
yeah,
would you
apartments, condos. Condos, yes. Apartments, no. That's why I said no.
All right, very well. Not a problem. But that seems that's a one single question. I cannot separate it, you know, both items. So I have to, you know, you said no, I have to enter no. Very well. And would you like to see more single family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes.
Yes? Is that a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
Absolutely.
A strongly yes. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
I like those. For seniors, they're nice, yes.
Townhouses or attached homes. So that is strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you. Let's move on. Moving on. How long had you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Since 82. However many years.
That's more 20. That's more 20. More than 20 then.
Yeah, more than 20. Okay.
Yeah, since 82, you said, right?
80.
That's a long,
since 82.
Yeah, that's a long time. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home from family.
Oh, okay, but you rent it. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing in Laveen. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I would oppose that.
Okay, the choices are somewhat opposed or strongly opposed. Which one, sir?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or opposed?
I'm trying to think of. I would favor it.
Somewhat favor or strongly? Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. How about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Favor or oppose that proposal?
I would oppose that because we have high drugs right now, and the drugs come from the apartment complexes.
I see. So you would strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly opposed.
How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I would oppose it.
Strongly as well, sir, or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed,
thank you. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Favor or opposed?
Opposed. Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. And one more. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I would agree
in that
to
case,
that.
In that case, it only refers to condominiums. So would you somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Okay.
When people own their home, they keep it up better.
That's correct. I mean, if it costs you, you know how much it costs you to have an apartment or a condominium, you take care of it. Okay. Finally,
right.
I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
16.
That would be a postgraduate or four-year college?
Four-year college. Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor. So we got that. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $1,000 to $75,000, between $75,000 and $1,000 to $100,000. Yes, sir?
$50,000 to $75,000.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Lester. Didn't you say my first name?
Yes, I know, but as I said at the beginning, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, and that's the last question. I know I already had the name in there, it's already written in there, but I'm supposed to ask the question nonetheless. Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very kind of you. Good night, sir.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
Some of the reasons for my decisions are when they brought in a bunch of homeless, they started doing drugs on our streets and corners, and it's been